Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless the job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello and welcome to the Career Changers. Our guest today is Lucas Caneda, a career changer with a double career. Global team lead at Unicorn Incubator and professional rugby player at Sarlat Rugby Club. It was exactly in Sarlat that Lucas met Dom Heinhorn, the founder and CEO of the Unicorn Incubator Accelerator and president of the Sarlat Rugby team. He immediately integrated the incubator's rugby program, where he now works as a team leader for both the incubator as well as for one of his startup, Formation.gg, a platform dedicated to esports. Today, Lucas is going to talk about his double career and career change in the sport industry with the Career Changers. Hi, Lucas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Elisa. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
So, we all start with, we're very interested in knowing your story and we're curious to know something about your background. So first of all, how did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
So I'm from Argentina. I've been in the sports industry for a long period of time. I had a dream when I was a kid, it was becoming a professional athlete, a professional rugby player in this case. Back in Argentina, there were no professional clubs. So I knew and I was looking for to actually emigrate to some other place, wherever that could be. My objective was France, since it's probably one of the best professional championships around the world. Finally got an opportunity when I was 25, roughly 5 or 6 years ago. And I grabbed it and I fulfilled my dream of becoming a professional athlete. That was in 2015. And a couple of years afterwards, I kind of felt that there was not enough. So I also wanted to do other things. I also wanted to develop myself on the business side a lot more than I was doing. I've always been eager into entrepreneurship, into business investments. And that's how I became, and I met Dom that way, through rugby, but also through business. And that's where I am today.
So what was your dream job when you were a child? Was actually to be a rugby player, or did you have anything else in mind?
That's actually a question that many people ask me, but I don't really remember that much. I know when you're a kid, you always want to be a policeman, or you always want to be a firefighter, an astronaut, but I don't really remember that much what I wanted to do. Just, I knew that I wanted to do something, right? And ever since I was a kid, I've always tried doing stuff. I remember back when the CD recorders came out, I remember my granddad, he made a gift for me. I think it was for one of my birthdays. And instead of buying a pair of shoes, I bought a CD recorder and I started copying CDs for my friends and whatnot and created a business out of it. I think I was 10, 11 years old. So, on the entrepreneur side, that's always been intrigued by that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you had that side there when you were a child.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you played rugby at all?
Yeah, I was a kid, actually. I was five when my mom took me for the first time. I was pretty interesting because I liked to do what the rest of my friends didn't. So when I was a kid, I was always looking for defense, and usually always the rest of the boys were always trying to catch the ball and whatnot, and I was just trying to tackle people around. So it was pretty interesting.
So you dedicated many of your years to rugby, but what is your educational background?
So back when I was in Argentina, I was studying engineering. I did not finish my career because when I came to France, it was hard to continue. While I was here, I'd studied management. That's where I basically come from.
So do you remember any time when you were younger or when you started to think, I want to become a rugby player?
Yes. So I remember between 17 and 19, 20, when things, became more tough on the sports side, when you start to realize that there's a big need of dedicating yourself a lot more into getting trained, into eating properly, into recovering, sleeping well, and where you start to need to make different decisions into, well, should I go out with my friends tonight or should I rest because I have a game tomorrow? At that point in time, it became clear to me that I wanted to do everything I could to succeed playing rugby, even if I was playing at a whole amateur level at that stage. But I eat, sleep, and train like if I was a professional back then, because I knew that to get where I wanted to be, that's what I had to do.
So how did you progress your career in rugby during the years before suffering in 2014 what many thought would be a career-ending knee injury?
Well, I was slowly, becoming a better person first and foremost, but also a rugby player. So when you are under 19, I think it is, you are not considered into the senior level yet. So as soon as you turn 20, you go up into the senior team. And the first year in, I made it to the first team. And slowly after, I became one of the references out of the team. I was playing every game, slowly started getting selected into different regional teams. Back in 2013, I played the national sevens with our province, and we won champions. Everything was looking very good in 2014 to get into the 15s, so the actual rugby union modality, and I was having a very good year back then. And then, as you said, I got a serious knee injury that took me away for I think it was around September. So I missed the last 3 or 4 months of the season. So yeah, it was pretty tough, yeah.
And few players before you have returned to the pitch post-surgery. But you not only did you return to grandiose form, but also you were selected in the Buenos Aires 15 squad in 2015 and won the Argentinian championship with your team. So where did you find the motivation and the strength to recover from your injuries and go back to the pitch?
I think it's all about that passion, that fire inside you that drives you into whatever you do. So what I always say is that I have a winning mentality, I call it, where I just don't like to lose no matter what I do. I always want to win. And in that case, winning for me was overcoming adversity, getting ready for what was coming, both mentally and physically in that case, because I was, of course, recovering from a serious injury and I needed to get ready. So I was willing to do whatever it takes to take me there. I think that winning mentality and that passion to fulfill my dream was there to help me out.
So when I was looking at your story, a little bit of your biography, I found it very interesting that at an early age, you were told that you had no shot at pro rugby due to your height. So it's 175 in meters and 5'7". I find it really interesting. But instead, in 2015, you actually moved to France with the intent to pursue your lifelong dream of becoming a professional rugby player. How did that go?
Well, it's interesting because, as you said, ever since I was a kid, they always told me that I was too small to play professional rugby. But actually, I see that as a benefit because it just made me want to prove them wrong so hard. It just pushed me harder. Sorry. So some people would take that as no and just threw the towel. In my case, luckily, I'm here to prove you wrong. I'm here to, who are you to tell me that I cannot do this? And I mean, it worked out. Of course, there's lots of efforts to get there. I'm pretty confident that nothing comes for free, that you need to do what it takes. In this case was training, sleeping, eating properly. But again, I mean, if you're willing to do it because you love it, because you are passionate about that, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I find that very inspirational to not let anyone stop you reaching for your dreams, no matter what they say. So during your career as a rugby player, have you ever thought about what to do next?
Well, yes, actually. And that's why because I was playing professional rugby. I did that and only that for one season. And after that, I decided that I wanted to keep studying. While I was playing professionally, I think it was 2016, 2017, around that time, I started studying back again. So I finished my management career. And after that, I was like, okay, what next? Because that's always been who I am too, looking forward and trying to keep going, right? So that point in time, I decided that I wanted to keep playing professionally, but also that I wanted to be on the business side somehow. And that's why I found an option that it allows me to do both things at the same time, which I think it's very challenging to being able to distinguish when you are on the pitch and when you're off the pitch. But also it's a very nice adventure because you are providing added value to the rugby club on both sides of the coin in this case. So you are a part of what happens on this course, on the games, but you're also part of the development of the company on the business side. That's something that's very, very intriguing, very challenging. And again, if you don't have a challenge or a dream to fulfill, it's hard to go somewhere. So I think that's what keeps us all alive.
Yeah, it's quite unique as well. So is career change a topic that is discussed openly between rugby players?
I think not enough, actually. It's good that you bring it up, because I think most of the professional athletes, in this case, I know rugby players much more than the others, but I think you can say pretty much it's all over. They just don't really focus about what happens next. Or if they do, they do it too late. And it's not that I'm against professional careers, quite the opposite. But there's a lot more coming after, or maybe why not during that time? Because as a professional athlete, you do have time, and it's good to have, you know, to cut away from one side and to put yourself to work mentally, at least, into something else. And the sooner you start developing that career, it becomes easier. And one of the things I've discussed with a couple of friends the other day is that whenever you're facing your retirement, let's say, from a professional career, no matter when that comes, because sometimes it comes at a later stage, or it can happen that you might get a serious injury where you cannot recover. And then what are you going to do next? If that happened to you, and you had nothing else that that drives you, what would you do? Certainly, it's very, very tough to react to that. So I do suggest and encourage people to try and do both things at the same time, somehow or to some extent. The truth is that, at least on rugby, financially speaking, professional rugby players don't have their lives solved at the end of their career, quite the opposite. So why not start developing what's coming afterwards while you're playing, while you have time, and find what else you're passionate about? Because I think at the end of the day, that everything comes back to that. So you love rugby, fills you up and allows you to keep going. Well, there should be something else that provides you with the same feeling that you can start developing and that you can afterwards focus on. Because it's pretty tough to go from a sport career where you love what you do and it's not really a job, but it's your dream. And then if you go into a 9-to-5 job, regular job, it might be pretty tough, the change. But if you, in my case, for instance, I mean, I love what I'm doing on the business side. So it has become a lot easier on that front. Well, I don't know if that happened to you, maybe, or not. I don't know.
Well, I've not been playing rugby, but...
but have you found your passion?
Yeah, I think definitely when you when you feel passionate about something, it just comes natural to you, and you don't, it's not about looking at the time or feeling like, oh, this is too late for this. You just have a natural interest.
Yeah.
And it's like part of you. And it's also really interesting to hear you talking about this topic, because this is why the Career Changers like to cover this topic about career change in sports, because many times athletes suffer injuries and then they're not ready for the next stage of their life. So we really think that there is There is a lot that needs to be said about this topic, and maybe a lot that can be done as well to provide more support in the sporting
industry. I agree. Yeah, indeed.
So in your experience, what are the biggest challenges of a career change in the sports industry? And I mean, we covered a little bit of this, but do you think is there enough support out there, or is there any support out there?
I think it's not easy to find, that's true. But what I think that's most difficult, and it's not just for people playing sports, but I think it's a common, let's call it mistake of some sort. I think people usually fail to find that fire inside them that drives them into whatever they want to do. And coming from a professional athlete that loves what they do, and that's what drives them, whenever they got that down and whenever that's off the table, that's a real challenge, because they need to replace it with something else that they are passionate about it. I think that's the key question. I mean, finding something else that you really love, that you really enjoy, that you wouldn't mind spending hours and hours doing it. I don't know if you have any other...
Go
do you have
on.
Any other? Yeah. Do you think? I mean, what do you think about that question? That same question.
Yeah, I think I found your answer very interesting, because usually we talk a lot about limiting beliefs or identifying actually which are your passion. Sometimes the attention is put outwards, but actually we need to look inside to understand which direction we want to take. And many time is an inner work. There are ways to do that. But it's also probably important to be aware of, you know, who are the right people that can support you to do that inner work. Sometimes it's not easy to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. So I guess sometimes it comes with age, sometimes it comes with experience, sometimes it comes with soul searching. But definitely, like in the sport industry, like others, other industry that we a little bit cover, like the military and the dance industry, is more likely that people will end their career at an early age. So if they're not ready, then they may have to deal with lots of feelings of depression, insecurities, and also is about identifying transferable skills. So what I've done until now, how can I use my skill in my next role?
I think that's very interesting, actually, because I've talked a lot about the skill set that gives you being a professional athlete that you can bring onto the business side. I think there's a lot of synergy into that end. When it comes to motivation, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to overcoming adversity, I mean, that's things that we've learned through rugby. And at least in my case, ever since I was a kid, I was going through that. And that everything comes back to that, back on the business side. So whenever you are managing a team, you need to be able to identify what motivates each of the members. What drives them, and it's up to you to motivate, to lead them into a good result, and help them out to develop themselves, give them the responsibilities that they can handle, being able to delegate. And for that, you need to know them a lot better. And I think that comes, I mean, I've seen that through rugby tons of times, and that's probably one of the areas I like the most on the business side, is developing teams, training them, helping them to overcome adversity, because that's what I've been facing on the pitch for so long.
So in Sarlat, you met Dom Heinon, hopefully is the right pronunciation. is it? I don't know.
It's actually Einhorn, yeah, but
Einhorn,
pretty much.
It's like
not far.
German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Einhorn actually means unicorn in German.
Oh, Oh, really? That's interesting. So the founder and CEO of the Unicorn Incubator Accelerator and president of the Sarlat Rugby team. So how did meeting Dom change your life and career?
Well, I was back in the day when I was contacted by not by him, but someone else at the club. I remember what my wife, she was like 8 months pregnant in, and we had this, offer to come play rugby for for Sarlat Rugby. And we were not very sure about it because I was playing at a much higher level in terms of divisions, and I was like, not really sure about that. So I discussed with my wife and we said, let's go and meet them. Let's see what happens. So we just took the car, drive for 4 hours, get here, drove 4 hours back. But the good thing about that is that I met Dom, and he's passionate about what he was trying to achieve with Unicorn and with Sarlat Rugby. That's what made me change my mind and made me decide instantly that I wanted to be with him, that I wanted to work with him, that I wanted to be a part of the team, both on and off the pitch. And I wanted to be part of what I call an adventure. Because what we are doing, what we're building, what we've achieved so far, and what we want to achieve, both rugby-wise and business-wise, it's just, I might even say it's insane because it's so big. And that's why it changed my life. Yeah, why not?
So, how are you combining two different careers in your day-to-day life?
It's a good one. I wish the days had more time, actually, because it is time consuming, but I don't suffer from it because I love what I do. So it's not wasting time, but investing time. There's a big difference on that. Both on and off the pitch. Again, I might repeat that 100 times, but that's, for me, it's essential in what I'm doing. It's being able to handle both sides, being an active participant on what happens at the rugby games, at the trainings, but also what happens developing the whole business side of this story that we are creating together. So that makes everything easier, let's say.
So I think we touched this a little bit earlier on, but maybe you have something else to add. What challenges did you have to overcome to transition from the sports industry, specifically from rugby to the business world, if any challenge?
It's always a challenge. It's never easy to be when you are used to training in the mornings, recovering in the afternoon, and from now on, well, you train in the mornings, you keep training in the mornings, but in the afternoon, you need to be at the office doing stuff. It's never easy to accustom. But again, since I like so much what I'm doing, I got used to pretty much immediately. And I want to be at both places because there's so many things and challenging things that we are doing that it just drives you forward.
So, do you have any interesting, I'm sure you have, or funny story to share from your careers?
From which one, rugby wise or business
Both.
wise? Well,
I'm
I
sure
think
you have many.
we've shared a couple. But yeah, a funny story was when I was a kid, we were actually, I remember that I was playing rugby. I was also playing football or soccer. I don't know if you are from the States or not, just to
Yeah,
make
no,
sure.
it's
So,
okay.
and I was also doing taekwondo. So, honestly speaking, I didn't have much time, right? And so for 1 year, I was out of rugby for the whole season. I was young. I remember, let's say I was 10 years old. But at the end of the season, I remember my coach calling me. Listen, at the end of the season, we are having this trip with the team to a different region. We're going to play against them. We're staying 2 nights over. Would you like to come? I was like, shocked, right? How come you invite me? I'm not a part of the team. Well, you'll always be a part of this team, he replied. I was impressed, right? And I think actually that's probably one of the reasons that I came back to rugby and I'm still playing, because I went with them. I had a great time. And I remember the first game that we played, right out of nowhere, we had around 40 different players, only 15 go in. And out of nowhere, the coach puts me in the first team. It's like, I have not trained for the whole year. I've not seen any one of them. It's like, dude, you cannot do this to me, right? I mean, everyone's gonna be jealous of you putting. He just said, don't worry about them. Worry about playing yourself. I'll handle the others. It's like, come on, you're crazy. So that's what we did. And he kept that team. So I played. And I remember at the end of the day, everyone was telling me, you cannot leave again. You should stay here. Right. And
Oh.
I was impressed, right? But that feeling of, for me, of belonging, that phrase that he said to me, you will always belong to this team. I mean, that shows a lot about what rugby is, because it's more than just a game, it's more than just a club or a sport. It's about a family that we create whenever we are inside. And that's probably the message I would like to tell with the story.
That's a lovely story. So while you've been sharing your experience, and now is the time to give some to use some of your wisdom to give some tips to our listeners. So what type of advice would you give to anyone along their path to self-realization?
I would do probably a cliche one, but follow your dreams. That's what brought me here. That's what I really believe in. That, I mean, that fire inside you that drives you, it comes from fulfilling your dreams. So don't be afraid of doing it, just giving it all to make it happen.
And what advice would you give to sports people looking to change their careers?
To begin, that's probably the most difficult part. To think outside the box, to step away what we call the comfort zone. So yes, of course, being a professional athlete, it's encouraging, it's self-fulfilling, it's very happy indeed. But there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing something else at the same time. We have the time. That's a reality. And let's take advantage of that time and start by doing something, whatever that is. You can go study, you can go learn a different language, you can build your own business, you can start working as a freelancer. There's tons of stuff to do around.
So the last question now. So you overcome many challenges in your career, external obstacles, people telling you, well, you cannot play rugby because you're not tall enough, injuries. But you overcome all of that. But if you look back, what sort of advice would you give to your younger self?
I would tell myself to keep doing what you're doing because you're on the right track. Even though I'd say almost every time believe that, it's always good to remember that what you're doing, it's worth it. because it's not easy sometimes. I'm not going to say that I've never wanted to quit, because that wouldn't be true. Sometimes, I mean, you want to throw the towel as everyone else. You get disappointed or frustrated, but yeah, I would say keep pushing.
Well, thank you very much, Lucas, for joining us today and sharing your inspirational career change story. And
thank you.
A last message for our listeners: don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa. It was a pleasure
talking
to you.
Hello, and welcome to The Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic, and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of The Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness, and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless that job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast.